This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of the Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to the Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So it's not hearing what I saw. Right now I'm looking at what our guys can do. So
scouting him now.
Like I said, I'm not going to sit there and answer questions on what I saw back then. That's not relevant to right now.
Aaron Glenn, head coach of the New York Jets, saying, I ain't talking about no Aaron Rodgers. Well, we gonna talk about Aaron Rodgers because there's NFL football tonight. Steelers kick off on Sunday. And my God, am I excited. It's the big unveil. That was the talk of the fantasy draft last night before we said which among us was gonna die first. How we feel about our Steelers? And to a man, everybody in my fantasy group, small sample, excited because we ain't seen Rodgers yet or Jonnu Smith or DK Metcalf, and we barely saw Jalen Ramsey, and we haven't seen this whole thing get pulled together, and that's weird. It's weird, and we have grown accustomed to starting the season with new quarterbacks around here since Ben's retirement, but when Kenny started in year two, there was some excitement around that because he had played and not turned the ball over in the second half of year one, and they ran the ball really well the second half of that year. Justin Fields, you at least saw in the preseason. We had seen a little bit of Russell Wilson. We haven't seen Aaron Rodgers, unless you made the trek on to St. Vincent College in Latrobe, at all. So The Athletic came out with a story they do every year. They pull a whole bunch of fans from different fan bases, from every fan base, in fact, in the NFL. It's called the Hopometer, Doran. And 51% of Steelers fans said that they're optimistic. 49% said pessimistic. Doran, only 6 fan bases are less optimistic than Steelers fans, according to New York Times, The Athletic. Would you like to take a guess at some of these teams whose fan bases are less optimistic than Steelers fans going into the year?
Browns?
Bingo.
Saints?
Nailed it.
Giants?
No, but they should be. I was totally shocked
Panthers?
By that. No.
What?
They're both slightly ahead of the Steelers. The Giants have Jackson Dart, and I think their fan base is excited that they might fire their head coach.
Jets?
The Jets are below the Steelers, yeah.
So there's 3?
So they're not all fired up in the Meadowlands about Justin Fields. One surprised me. One team just made a big trade, and otherwise probably would have been
Dallas.
Ahead of the Steelers, yeah.
Wow, they're not optimistic about them.
Not after you lose Parsons. You would feel like they would be flying high if they had Parsons.
If they had Parsons, that's true.
You add Pickens, you do what they did in the draft, but right before your season starts, the rug gets pulled out from under you.
Oh, man.
I don't know that you'll get the last place team because I wouldn't have guessed it, but it makes a ton of sense.
Last place team.
There's one more, too, that makes sense. The Dolphins.
Dolphins, I was going to say them.
Yeah.
New England?
People are jacked about their Patriots.
They are, right? Okay.
81% are optimistic about the Patriots. Geez. Would you like me to tell you?
Bengals?
No, they're pretty much neck and neck with the Steelers.
Okay.
Because they didn't really fix that offensive line or the defense. the Colts in last place. 7% of Colts fans
that makes sense.
Are optimistic.
It makes sense.
I like their head coach probably more than they like their head coach.
Yeah, but their whole quarterback situation is all messed up. And then, you know, they just lost their owner. I mean, there's all that stuff that has gone on.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. R.I.P.
Yeah.
Are you Steelers fans in the optimistic camp or the pessimistic camp? 412-928-9370. I think with most teams in the NFL, it's a cut and dry, pretty simple, easy to answer question. For the Steelers, I don't know what it means. I'm optimistic that they're going to win double-digit games. I'm optimistic that they're going to be competitive. I'm optimistic they're going to be pretty good on defense. I'm optimistic they're going to be better than they were last year on offense. I'm not optimistic it's going to lead anywhere. So how do I answer the question? I'm pessimistic that they're going to have any playoff success, but I'm optimistic that they're going to have a pretty decent to pretty good regular season?
That's 51%.
Hey, damn.
right, basically, slap dab in the middle.
Well, slap my ass and call me
there
Pat Bostic.
That's it. That's exactly how Steelers fans feel. They don't know. None of the Steelers fans know. Nobody in Pittsburgh knows what to expect. So whenever you're in that area, you're just like, okay, well, we know what to expect, but we don't know what to expect. We know what the floor is. We know what the basement looks like, and it's not that bad. It's really at the top of the steps of the basement. You're not really in the basement, but we don't know.
You're not standing next to the Pittsburgh potty.
No, you're at the top of the steps.
You don't have to duck under a clothesline.
Exactly. Like, you know that you'll be right there, but you don't know if you'll be able to go upstairs.
Yeah.
So, that is so accurate, it's insane.
It is.
So accurate.
I think, and we'll make our predictions later in the show, I think they're going to win more than they won last year. I think Rodgers is better than Russ.
Yeah,
I think he's better than Fields.
Is he going to be significantly more?
No, because you talk about the basement. All right, so we talk about the floor and we talk about the ceiling, and I've been saying this forever. They're like butting up against each other. It's like one of them tiny houses where, okay, this is livable. Like, we're not the dregs of the NFL society. We're not the Browns. We're not the Saints right now. We're not the Colts. We're kind of the Colts, though, on steroids.
When's the last time the Colts made the playoffs?
It's a good question. It's been a minute.
Yeah.
And they've done what the Steelers have done, just less effectively.
Uh-huh.
I mean, shoot, who have they had? Philip Rivers?
Yeah, and Matt Ryan, and geez, oh man, Joe Flacco.
Didn't they do a Carson Wentz minute there for a second?
So maybe, yeah. They've had, you're right.
Anthony Richardson is their version of Kenny Pickett. Well, Andrew Luck would still be there if he didn't decide to retire, but when you retire, you're not there, so that's how that works. So they kind of got thrust into it. They kind of have an excuse. It's been a long time, so that fades, but they kind of have an excuse. Their franchise quarterback, on like the eve of the season, was like, ah, see ya. I ain't doing this crap again.
Mm-hmm.
We all knew Ben was going to leave. Ben was given high fives at Acrisure Stadium running the perimeter of the field, and the Steelers have still been unable to replace him with a franchise quarterback. So where do Steelers fans come down on this at 412-928-9370? Are you optimistic about the season? Are you pessimistic about the season? What's your excitement level? What does optimism even mean? Look, I think the roster is pretty good, and we know that Mike Tomlin is going to have the team in playoff contention. But if we're going to use Mike Tomlin's history as a positive, which again is to say they're going to be in this thing, you also have to look at the negative, and they haven't won a playoff game in 8 years. They haven't gotten out of a first quarter and been in a competitive game. My God, in 8 years. Things got semi-interesting late in the Buffalo game, but that was never going to happen. They took an early 7-0 lead on the Chiefs, Ben Roethlisberger's final year, but then the Chiefs scored 5 touchdowns on 5 consecutive drives, and that got put to bed. So I'm optimistic they'll make the playoffs. I'm optimistic they'll win a game more than they did last year. I don't think the schedule's as daunting, but am I optimistic that they're going to win a playoff game? Not really.
Like, it's not how the Commanders are feeling right now, Commanders fans. Like, that is real life. You know, that's the definition of close. Like you're not even close to that. Like they are close and they know it. Buffalo probably feels like they're close.
I can't believe that Buffalo fans are as optimistic as they are. I know
they always are.
I know, and they're the Super Bowl favorite.
For years and years and years, even when Buffalo was trash, whenever I was there, they were like, "We're gonna make it to the playoffs." I was like, "We were like, no, we ain't. Like, no, we are not. No, they've always been optimistic. That's just how they are. That's why they're some of the best fans in all sports. They're always optimistic.
We have historically never delivered when it matters most. Never. But you know what? This year, this is our year.
With Chan Gailey, yeah, we're going to – no.
All right, it might be a good thought exercise then, and you can call in whether you're optimistic, pessimistic about the 2025 Steelers at 412-928-9370. It might be an interesting thought exercise to go through some of these teams where their fans are more optimistic than Steelers fans and – well, decide whether or not we trade lives with him. And then we play that game.
Yeah.
Because there's some that on first blush I would say no, but I think you can talk yourself into pretty much anything. So let's do it, and let's hear from you. 51% of Steelers fans, according to the New York Times, according to The Athletic, are optimistic, 49% pessimistic. Only 6 fan bases are in a worse mental spot than Steelers fans, according to this poll. How do you feel? 412-928-9370. We'll get to your calls. We'll compare the Steelers to other fan bases coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of the Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to the Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Texter, I am optimistic because we got some big people on the defensive line. Now with big YA Black, big snack, it's going to be really good. I love when he rubs his belly and gets a sack. It doesn't sound like he's going to be starting on Sunday.
No.
Sounds like it's going to be the louder milk.
Yeah, you go with the vet that has played, but I bet you YA will have a lot of reps.
Tomlin historically rotates a ton of defensive linemen early in the season and then pares it down as it goes on. Conditioning.
Yeah.
Things of that nature. YA Black, though, will be a cult hero in this town if he gets to the quarterback a handful of times because he's going to be rubbing that belly. And it's hilarious.
Mm-hmm.
I love a guy like that. He doesn't take himself too seriously. He's like, check this out.
He's like, look, I'm in the NFL. I'm having fun.
Damn right.
Let's go.
I never had 2 sacks in a game before. I don't care if it's preseason. Here's my belly button that is an outie, but I'm so chubby that it became an innie.
Yep.
You could text us, brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. You could tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at SouthHillsKia.net. So The Athletic came out with their hopometer. 51% of Steelers fans say they're optimistic about this season. 49% say they're pessimistic. Only 6 fan bases are more pessimistic than the Steelers. The Jets, Dolphins, Browns, Cowboys, Saints, Colts. Should Titans fans be more optimistic than Steelers fans?
No.
They are slightly.
Because they got the first overall pick of the draft.
Yeah.
I mean, that's literally the only reason, right? You're not optimistic in the coaching staff. Everybody still wants Vrabel back. They're still wondering why that they fired Vrabel.
They never should have fired
Vrabel.
Right,
they never should have. They're not optimistic about anything else but Cam Ward.
Patriots fans are optimistic right now because they've got Drake May and they've got Mike Vrabel.
And probably they because of McDaniel being back, and they know that whenever he comes back as offensive coordinator for the fifth time, every time he comes back, he does well.
Because like Billy Martin.
Yeah.
He just keeps coming back.
He does well, though, whenever he does come back.
He's a cockroach. You can't kill him.
Yep.
I couldn't be more optimistic if I were a Titans fan than Steelers fans are. Because while I'd be excited about Cam Ward, like next year at this time, if the Steelers have their guy, Drew Aller or Lenora Sellers, name a quarterback, I'll be excited. But because of how it went with Kenny and because of how it's gone every step in between, I'm not going to get over my skis. At least I'll tell myself that right now before this season until that guy does something.
Right.
And Cam Ward is a nice prospect. Would he be the number one overall pick in next year's draft? Maybe.
Maybe.
Maybe not. Falcons fans are more optimistic than Steelers fans.
They really like Penix down there.
They do. And their division sucks.
Yeah. They like Bijan. They like their coach. Kind of fits their, you know, with their, with what they are. Like those type of players. You know, they kind of are explosive. They, you know, I think that there is a lot of optimism there. I could see where it's coming from. I could definitely see that.
They got weapons.
They got weapons. They got a lot of young athletes, yeah.
And the division blows.
Mm-hmm.
Probably why Panthers fans are 60% optimistic is the way that their young quarterback played at the end of last season.
Absolutely. And you got Tet McMillan now to pair with him. It's pretty good.
You know, I could have drafted him last night and I didn't.
He might, yeah. He's probably going to go off this year.
I forget who I passed up on him for. It doesn't matter. The Bengals at 61% optimism. I get that too. Bengals fans should be elated to have Joe Burrow every single year, but they can't protect him, and their defense sucks ass. And what did they do to fix it? Nothing. The Raiders at 65% optimism. I guess I get that too.
I get that definitely. Brett Bowers, Brady, Pete Carroll. Ashton Gentry.
It's so weird, though, and it's because of the skewed expectations of the franchises. The Raiders have been so bad for so long, and the Steelers have been mired in mediocrity. I'd bet a pretty penny that the Steelers finish with a better record than the Raiders. But they're just happy because they should be relevant this year, and yeah. They should be fun.
Yeah, they're fun. Right, exactly.
They might be pretty good, too.
They'll be good.
Yeah.
They'll be sneaky good. They'll beat teams that, you know, that you think that... they'll be a trap game team for teams that actually have legitimate chances.
Yeah.
They'll go in there and then they'll lose.
Max Crosby coming off the edge.
Yeah. They got a lot. Yeah. They're going to be decent.
Let's skip through a few here. 49ers fans. I get it. They go bad year, good year, bad year, good year, bad year, good year. Had a bad year last year. They stay healthy this year. I think they could have a good year. Giants fans at 70% optimism. They must love Dart. They must be intrigued by Russell Wilson.
Neighbors.
You got neighbors. The defense, I think, has dudes everywhere.
Yes, but their schedule, as you've said,
it's awful.
Times, it's awful.
But for them, worst case scenario is you suck, and then you fire the coach that I'm sure is probably not very popular around there.
Yeah. I mean, the future looks very bright for the Giants.
That defense, man, is really good.
The defense is young.
It is. And we're going to pick, you know, defensive player of the year, all that stuff later on in the show. Dexter Lawrence, I was thinking about it this morning. I thought about him, but they're going to be too bad. He's probably not going to get the credit he deserves.
Mm-mm.
Last year, he was the guy until he got hurt. Same with Aiden Hutchinson. Jags fans are optimistic. I don't see that. I don't think Liam Cohen was exactly their slam dunk first choice head coach. He's a good play caller. If I were them, I think I'd be out on Trevor Lawrence. If I were a fan, if I were the franchise, I'd see what he looks like under Liam Cohen and Duval.
Travis Hunter.
That's a pretty good point.
Travis Hunter and Brian Thomas as your receivers isn't bad.
No, it's good.
Travis Etienne as your running back. I mean, they should be decent.
Everyone's high on the Cardinals. Their fans are 74% optimistic.
74, really?
Yeah. With Gannon.
Huh. Yeah, I don't know about that one.
Packers fans optimistic. Patriots fans optimistic. Makes sense, makes sense. Seahawks fans, I'm not seeing it with Sam Darnold, my God. Bears fans, 88% of them optimistic. That's not shocking.
I can see that.
Ben Johnson walked in and got the attention of everybody in that organization from day one.
Yep.
Steelers right now, if you look ahead on the schedule, are an underdog on the road at Soldier Field. That's not surprising. Vikings at 90%. Texans 91. Now we're into the contenderville. Commanders 91. Chiefs 93. Rams 93. Bills 93. Lions, Ravens, Buccaneers at 97%.
See that?
Eagles, Broncos. Can I let a cat out of the bag?
Yes.
My number one seed in the NFC this year is the Buccaneers.
I can see that.
They're super talented.
Yep. Across the board. Offense, defense.
Yeah.
They were close last year. I think they have a little bit of swag to them, too. They kind of know that they're close, and they're like, all right, we're going to get it this year.
Yes. Starkey picked Baker Mayfield to win MVP, so now I can't, but I wanted to. I think he threw 40 touchdowns last year.
Man.
Those receivers are insane that he's got.
They've got like five. They have six of them.
Mm-hmm.
Whew. They're good.
People are writing things into the text line about Y.A. Black's tummy, and I'm not going to read them. Are you optimistic or pessimistic about the 2025 Steelers? And let me frame it this way. Is there anything that could happen in game one against the Jets that would change your mind? If you're an optimist, is there something that could happen against the Jets that would flip you into a pessimist? And we're not talking injuries here. Or if you are a pessimist, is there something that could happen in this game that would flip you to the optimistic side? 412-928-9370. We'll get to that coming up next. Pat Bostic going to join us from 7 o'clock until 10 today. We're quizzing Crowley. My name's Crowley. We're quizzing Crowley today about movies. So, Harry, you get the day off, kind of. I know we'll be competing, but I think I'm going to embarrass myself to the point where you can point and laugh and you get to feel good about yourself at 8:50 today.
Maybe we'll let Pat in on this game, too.
Is he a movie guy?
A little bit.
I feel like he's more enough. So than me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Enough. But I think there's some on here that he'll... Because I've made it very difficult.
Great.
Yeah.
Are there horror movies?
No.
Okay. Because I'd have zero
shot. You'd have... Yeah,
although...
I'm going to give you a chance.
Osmosis.
Yeah, with me.
I listened to enough to, I think, be able to get some of those. Don't put them on. Is there anything that could happen in week one against the Jets that would change your mind about this Steelers team? 412-928-9370.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of the Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to the Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Steelers fans generally pessimistic about the outlook of their favorite franchise. This according to The Athletic. Would you put yourself in the pessimistic category? 412-928-9370, Fan Morning Show. Is brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. And is there anything that could happen on Sunday against the Jets that would flip you from optimist to pessimist or from pessimist to optimist? Here's a good text. If Jalen Warren fumbles week one, I won't be too thrilled. Yeah, if he comes out first week, they just paid him. Tomlin pretty much cemented him as the number one running back in the press conference. He comes out and fumbles, and we know how Tomlin hates that. Yeah, I'm not going to feel too good about that either. That would be a really bad look, and Tomlin's going to have to make a decision pretty early. I think you get at least, I think you get one. I think you probably get one. But then you're on fumble watch. You fumble again early on, you're not going to get 75, 80% of the carries. Tomlin's just not going to do that.
You don't think, even though they paid him?
No, because they still didn't pay him that much. I think if over the life of that contract, Jalen Warren's the number one running back, but it's like a 60-40 thing, I think they're happy.
Mm-hmm.
If it's 60-40, going the other way with Caleb Johnson, I think they're fine with that too.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's one area where Tomlin has evolved. But if Warren's going to come out and fumble, then Tomlin's going to have a decision on his hands because he's benched Jaylen Warren for that before. He's benched other guys for that before. I'll tell you what would make me go from to is the offense. I don't think the offense is going to be great week one. I just think it's going to take some time. If it is, I think it'll be ahead of schedule, and that would have me thinking, okay, maybe this team could accomplish something bigger than we've seen in 8 years. Maybe this team could win a playoff game. If Rodgers comes out and looks great and he's moving around great and throws for like 250 and a couple of touchdowns when I expect it to not look like that, yeah, that'll have my attention.
Yeah, I'm very interested to see how Arthur Smith calls this game. I know we're all leaning towards you got to run the football, you got to run the football, we got to set up the run game for the pass game, but I'm very interested to see if he's, you know, just if he's enhanced to maybe throw the ball to start with Aaron Rodgers and just to see, because just like him and just like the Steelers and just like us, like, you know, they're anticipating to see what he really has in game day scenario. Like, I mean, let's be honest, they see him every day, they talk to him every day, we know that. But they have a high anticipation, you know, feeling right now to see what can this guy do when live bullets are flying, and DK Metcalf, and Jonnu Smith. Like they're very interested probably to see how this will look, how this could look, how this could shape together. I'm interested to see how Arthur Smith does approach Sunday.
Could you do a little throw to set up the run?
Right.
A little, hey, look over here kind of deal.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I think they get DK going. Last year.
Yeah, I think they get DK going, though, immediately. I think immediately it's going to be quick game, maybe a screen to Jonnu Smith to get it going, and then the run game will start to flourish a little bit.
The A-plus A-1 matchups, I think, in this game are the wide receivers v. the corners.
Yeah.
Jalen Ramsey against Garrett Wilson and DK Metcalf against Sauce Gardner.
Yeah.
That alone, I think, is worth the price of admission.
And a little one, I totally agree, a little one is going to be Peyton Wilson and Breece Hall.
Yeah, baby.
Because remember what Peyton Wilson said, I'm the best cover linebacker in the game. Well, you're going to find out on Sunday because mm-hmm. Breece Hall likes to catch the ball out of the backfield. Different offense, I understand, this year, but he is a dual threat running back that he gets most of his hay whenever he is running on linebackers. That's going to be a great matchup.
Do you think the Steelers will spy Justin Fields? They don't usually do that.
No, I think they have confidence in Patrick Queen and Peyton Wilson to be able to run them down.
Yeah.
I don't think that they will. I don't think they're going to let Justin Fields alter the way that they game plan on defense.
Yeah.
I don't think the only person I think this year they'll do that with is Lamar.
Yeah.
Maybe. But I think that they're so confident in their defense and what they're trying to do this year, they're not going to let a player dictate how they play defense.
If they play bad defense, I'll go the other way. If they play bad defense against a Jets team that I think is pretty, how do I want to put this, challenged in attacking you through the air, if they give up some yardage that way, I will be concerned. You know, miscommunication stuff, I guess, can happen. It's week one. A coverage bust here and there, while not acceptable, it's somewhat understandable. But if they're out there making plays, I'm going to be pissed off. And that'll make me question this defense. Texter writes in, it's been the wildest summer. Glad to go through it with you guys. Go Steelers. Hey, thanks for coming. Texter, fact check. Someone this past weekend told me Jaylen Warren is Willie Parker's cousin. Is this true?
No.
See, I saw that online too.
I don't think so.
I feel like the second, and maybe I missed it, I feel like the second an undrafted rookie makes the team, if they are related to Willie Parker, who was an undrafted rookie who made the team, I feel like that would have been widely reported. I feel like DeFabo would have done a feature on it, or Mackey or somebody. That can't be it. If it's the case, I'll be shocked. Fast Willie Parker.
Jaylen Warren is the cousin of former Pittsburgh Steelers running back Willie Parker.
What?
Yep. Wow.
Who knew? You didn't know?
No.
Harry, did you know that? Did you know Willie Parker and Jaylen Warren?
He doesn't even know who Willie Parker is.
Yes, he does. Okay. Why would you do that to Harry?
Does he?
Your microphone's not on.
Willie Parker was a running back for the Steelers, and he was a part of one Super Bowl.
Which one?
The one after Jerome Bettis, 2008.
Damn it.
Super Bowl son 43.
Of son of a...
No, he wasn't.
I mean, he had the longest run in Super Bowl history in Super Bowl 40, which is what he would be known for. Super Bowl 43 was the James Harrison interception game. You can give us a ring on the fan hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Seriously, where have all the feature writers been? I mean, how is that not a story? This guy just makes, maybe it is now because he signed the contract, but that's Willie Parker's cousin?
It's crazy.
Huh. Who knew? Is there anything that could happen in game one that would go, that would make you go, oh boy, we're in for a long year? Conversely, is there anything that could happen in week one that would make you go, you know what? This could be our year. 412-928-9370. You're more of the nuts and bolts stuff when Pat Bostic joins the show coming up at 7 o'clock, but we'd love to hear from you at 412-928-9370. 50-minute mark on the fan brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Route 19 in Peters Township. Pat Bostic, our quarterback insider, quarterback expert, friend. He'll join us coming up at the top of the 7 o'clock hour. We're asking what would make you optimistic on Sunday. If you are in the pessimist camp with these Pittsburgh Steelers, what could change your mind in just one game? Texter writes in, Broderick Jones playing well.
Good one.
Yeah. If Jones plays a clean game, if you're not really mentioning Jones, if you're not hearing who's doing it, Ian Eagle mentioning Jones, if you're not fixated on him, but you're not hearing his name get called often, that's probably a really damn good sign. Yeah, if Rodgers stays clean, that's massive.
Mm-hmm.
That's massive.
Mm-hmm.
Few pressures here and there, but if you can keep his ass off the ground, that's going to, I think, be a... Is that harbinger of things to come sounds negative. It would be a good...
sign.
Thanks.
I mean, my other thing would be the...
stuck in the quicksand there.
The defensive backs as a whole playing well. Juan Thornhill, Joey Porter Jr., Darius Slay. I mean, there's a lot to, you know, to I guess, expect from those guys that we haven't seen that we think could be pretty good, but I want to see all them play very well as a whole.
We'll do some more specific like game predictions and stuff tomorrow. That's how Fridays work during football season, but here's one that just popped into my head. I bet you we see Ramsey commit another penalty.
Who commits one first, him or Joey Porter Jr.?
Man! I'm going Ramsey.
Okay, I'll go JPJ.
Woe, sick'em, things of that nature. I don't mind, from time to time, a crime of passion. And that's what I find that to be. Like, it doesn't bother me unless it becomes a pattern. Now, for him, it would have been the final preseason game in game one. I don't want to see that every week. But, man, I thought guys like Patrick Queen in that final preseason game were making business decisions and trying to avoid contact. And I don't blame guys for doing that. I thought Jalen Ramsey went the other way. I thought Jalen Ramsey was running around like a chicken with his head cut off. And I like that. I can't wait to watch him play. I'm more excited about Rodgers because, like, come on, four-time MVP, future Hall of Famer, top five maybe, quarterback of all time. Yeah, I want to see that guy, but I'm really excited to watch Jalen Ramsey. Yes, Harry?
I was giving you a signal for a break.
Oh, he turned his head sideways like a dog when it hears fireworks. I didn't know what that meant. Texter, I'll be more optimistic if the team fires Tomlin. Well, there's the rub. Because we know what we're going to get out of Tomlin in the regular season, but unfortunately, we seem to know what we get out of Tomlin in the postseason, too. Pat Bostic going to join us next for 3 hours. I don't know that we've had Pat for 3 hours in a little bit.
Couple weeks.
Yeah. So you're getting the full Bostic today. We're excited about that. Start with some Rodgers. How about Rodgers' game prediction? How about Rodgers' season prediction, statistically and otherwise? We'll get into that with Pat. Also some Pitt preview, get his opinion on some of these college quarterbacks that threw the ball this weekend. Tons of ground to cover over the next 3 hours. First though, fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of the Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to the Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.